Now then, I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in my stone shed like a little medieval monk, surrounded by CDs and a cup of coffee. Well, the cup of coffee isn't surrounding me, but you know what I'm trying to say. In a very poor way indeed. In the bottom end of the Yorkshire Dales, it's a beautiful, beautiful, I don't know, it's supposed to be an early winter, late autumn day, but the sun's shining and leaves are falling off the trees and it's absolutely gorgeous out there. Gonna kick off straight away because there's loads of stuff. With a track from the Cassie and Maggie MacDonald album, The Willow Collection. I played a track in last week's show and I said I'll play you another because it is a cracker in my humble opinion. This is their version of a song which in these islands goes under the name of Prickly Bush, amongst others. But here Cassie and Maggie call it Hangman. Cassie and Maggie MacDonald with Hangman from their new album The Willow Collection. A couple of young girls from Nova Scotia playing up a storm. Now, in a couple of days' time, we will know the results of the American presidential election. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you a song from Tim Grimm, who's a farmer and folk singer living in America, who's written a song called Woody's Landlord. In fact, Woody Guthrie, when he was living in New York, was living in a rat-infested tenement owned by Donald Trump's dad. I'll leave you to listen to the words and draw your own conclusion.
Here's a story about Woody Guthrie in New York City in 49. He had a landlord that took his money, every nickel and every dime. Now Woody came from Oklahoma, he knew the people, he knew the land. He told their stories, he shared their hard times, joys and sorrows with every man. Some folks believe that life's a circle, what's gone away comes back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. So Woody's landlord, and this ain't no bunk, he was the father of Donald Trump, making fortunes and buying land. Let the rich get richer from the poor man's hand. Some like greenbacks and property. The status quo is the place to be. It's the same old story, like Woody said. Some men will rob you with a fountain pen. Some folks believe that life's a circle. What's gone away, come back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. I had a dream that Woody's son played in the sandbox with Donald Trump. And Arlo sang and shook his head, while Donald's face was turning red. He's a bully, he's a punk, he's made of money, that's what Arlo thumbed. When Arlo got to, this land is your land, Trump's little fingers started throwing sand. Some folks believe that life's a circle, what's gone away, come back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. Hey, who's your boy? Love JFK. As he got older, he lost his way. The dark clouds rolled the truth asunder, and a righteous few, they pulled him under. What's black is black, what's white is white. Tells you who to love, tells you who to fight. We mostly know what he's against. The narrow vision of Mike Pence. Some folks believe that life's a circle. What's gone away, come back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. So if you're thinking about Trump and Pence, I ask you, brother, think again. It's the same old story about wrong and might. A greedy devil and the Christian right. Oh, what he sang about Jesus Christ. Would he walk the walk? Would he fought the fight? He loved every race and all religions. And he honored men and he honored women. Some folks believe
Your life's a circle. What's gonna win? Come back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. Your feet will soon be glory bound.
I love that phrase, someone will rob you with a fountain pen. I think it comes from Pretty Boy Floyd, the Woody Guthrie song. Well, that was Tim Grimm, the American farmer and folk singer, and that's his new single, and you've only got two more days to download it before we all know the result. Now, the new album from Heidi Talbot, Here We Go, 1, 2, 3, is absolutely delightful. Wonderful songs, and of course, the arrangements and production of John McCusker just bring it up to the highest possible level. It is a beautiful, beautiful album. I'm going to play you a track from it which I really love and have played over a couple of times. It's a version of The Outlandish Knight, which is one of the child ballads, sometimes called Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight as well. In Scotland, it's called Maid Colvin. This is an American version called The Willow Tree, and it's about a deeply suspect, shady character who's courting a young lady and takes her to, in some cases, the riverbank, and in this case, the sea, where he's going to throw her in and drown her. But she turns the tables on him. The cruel lover outwitted. Here's Heidi Talbot. Thank you. Beautiful. Great song, great singer, and perfect production. Not a note wrong. Not too much and not too little. Just absolutely, well, it hits the spot, in my humble opinion. Talking of which, the first time I heard Luke Jackson, I knew that I was listening to something really, really different. For a young guy, he had an amazing understanding of his own music and other people's music, and also had a quite amazing voice. Well, his new album really shows his voice and understanding off to perfection. All the songs are his, and he doesn't run away from tackling really difficult subjects, such as in this one, The Man That Never Was, which is about Alzheimer's, that terrible disease which robs you of everything apart from the body that you're walking around in. This is Luke Jackson with a really, really stunning song. Be prepared for the hairs to stand up on the backs of your necks. The Man That Never Was.
His head is full of things he'd forgot, a memory of a memory. He's to hold or not. He wrote these songs and sang them, burned them in his soul. Now your watch as they escape him, lost down that black hole. The man that never was. No man is empty, no soul is lost. You may find him in a melody. The man that never
Luke Jackson with The Man That Never Was from his new album, Tall Tales and Rumours. It's a fantastic album, believe me, and it's full of great tracks like that. Now, John Carty is one of my favourite musicians ever. Wonderfully instinctive player, he was one of the main movers and shakers in the Irish music scene in London, where he was born. As a banjo player, he's Mike McGoldrick's favourite, and he's also one of my favourites, and he's also a great fiddler. I once sat slack-jawed through an entire evening watching John just sitting in a crowded room playing the fiddle and telling a few tales, and his fiddle playing, unaccompanied mostly, was absolutely superb. He's one of the great fiddle players in the world, and like I say, also one of the great banjo players. So in a couple of moments, you're going to hear a few reels from John, The Steam Packet, and Kiss the Maid Behind the Barrel. But first of all, there's a new CD not released in these islands yet, so this is a first, and it features John and his daughter, Maggie Carty, who's also a great musician and singer. Here they are with the beautiful ballad Lochair and Shaw.
One morning as I went a-fowling, bright Phoebus adoring the plain, 'twas down by the banks of Lochairn I spied with a beautiful dame. Her voice was so sweet and so pleasing, these beautiful notes she did sing. But the innocent fowl of the forest, their love unto her they did bring. It being the first time that I met her, my heart it did leap with surprise. I thought that she could be no mortal, but an angel that fell from the skies. Her hair it hung down in gold tresses, her skin was as white as the snow, and her lips were as red as the roses that bloom along Lochairn's shores. When I found that my love was eloping, these words unto her I did say. Oh, take me to your habitation, for Cupid has led me astray. Forever I'll keep the commandments, they say that it is the best plan. Fair maidens who do yield to men's pleasures, the scriptures do say they're wrong.
Thank you.
One of the world's great banjo players there, John Carty, with two reels, The Steam Packet and Kiss the Maid Behind the Barrel. That's from his album, released a few years ago now, called I Will If I Can. Before that, you heard John and his daughter Maggie with a beautiful version of Loch Erin Shore. That's from their forthcoming album, Settle Out of Court. Now, John McCutcheon is an American singer, songwriter, banjo player, fiddle player, guitar player, hammered dulcimer player. He's an all-round musical genius, in my humble opinion. I played a track about Woody Guthrie earlier on in the show, Woody's Landlord, and now I'm going to play you a Woody Guthrie song called The Ludlow Massacre. This is a free download. If you go to John McCutcheon's site, you can download this song for yourself. A tragic story, a true story as well, told brilliantly by the master songwriter himself, Woody Guthrie, and sung here beautifully by John McCutcheon.
Was the early spring and the strike was on, they run us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned, and we set up tents down at old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding from the railroad bridge. Every once in a while the bullets would fly, kicking up the gravel underneath our feet. We were so afraid they'd kill our children that we dug a cave about 7 foot deep. We carried the young ones and a pregnant woman down into that cave to sleep. Miners was fast asleep. They crept into our little tent town and they soaked our tents with kerosene. Then they struck a match and the blaze it started, and the roar of the Gatling gun. I made a run for the children, but a firewall stopped me. 13 children died from their guns. I'll never forget look on the faces of the men and the women that awful day, as we stood around for to preach their funerals, lay the corpses of the dead away. Then we took some cement and we walled that cave up where those 13 children died. And I said, God bless the mine workers union, and I hung my head and cried.
Some great mandolin playing there too. John McCutcheon with a wonderful version of the Woody Guthrie song, The Ludlow Massacre. And like I say, you can download that from John's website. You'll find it by going to our website, 3W's MikeHardingFolkShow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists there and loads of other stuff as well. It's a veritable wonderland of folkiness. Now, like Luke Jackson, Ange Hardy is, I suppose you could say, a relatively new performer on the folk scene. And yet she's managed to make quite an impact in the handful of years she's been singing and playing. Her new album is terrific. It's solid and rooted, and she's teamed up for this one with Lucas Drinkwater, a session musician based in Exeter. Plays electric bass, double bass, he sings, and also plays guitar. Well, the new album, their duo collaboration, is yet, I think, a giant step forward for Ange Hardy. I really love it. And I'm going to play, you know, their version of a song called The Berkshire Tragedy, sometimes called The Two Sisters. Like The Willow Tree, it's another murder ballad, and this is a wonderful version.
A farmer lived in the West Country with a hay down bow down. A farmer lived in the West Country, and he had daughters, 1, 2, 3. As they walked the river's brim with a hay down bow down. As they walked the river's brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true to my
I'll be true to my love if my love be true.
version that I'd never heard before of the Berkshire Tragedy, otherwise known as The Two Sisters, and that's Ange Hardy and Lucas Drinkwater from the new album Findings. Not played any old-timey music so far on this show, so I'm going to put that right now. Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo are known collectively as Red Tail Ring. Fiddle, banjo, mandolin, jew's harp, and plain old foot stomping, they do it all. I love them. Really, really terrific musicians. And this is an Appalachian version of a ballad which is known over here, I would think, as Willie's Drowned in Yarrow. Got a lovely image in it of the lover, the woman, who has long golden hair, twining it round her lover to draw him out of the water. It's a beautiful, beautiful Appalachian version of an old ballad from these islands. Tail Ring from the album Fall Away Blues with their version of Willie Drowned in Yarrow, simply called by them on the CD Yarrow. Great album if you're into old-timey music with a really authentic feel, played by two consummate musicians. That's a must for you. Now, the surprise for me of the recent Costa del Folk Festival in Portugal was the young Dublin singer Derry Farrell. I first came across him 3 or 4 years ago when his debut album came out, and in fact I played Mickey Damn, that great comic song, on the show. He now plays with a band called the Four Winds Quartet, but he also works as a soloist, and his new CD is simply monumental. As came across to everybody at the Costa del Folk, his voice is tremendous. It's deep, it's rich and powerful, and yet he's got complete control over it. passion and love for the songs is still there all the way through. The album, he went down in total and absolute storm in Portugal, and I'm hoping to catch him in Bury, Lancashire, in a couple of weeks' time when he's supporting Sharon Shannon in concert. And with a bit of luck, I'll do an interview with him when I go down there. In the meantime, here's a track from his new album, True Born Irishman. This is a beautiful old Scots ballad, which is one of my favourite songs ever, about a young lad who goes to work for a farmer called Bogheed, or Bogey. He goes out walking with the farmer's daughter, gets her in the family way, the old story. But I won't spoil it. Listen to the song, Bogey's Bonnie Bell.
As I rolled down by Huntley's town one evening for to fee, I met with Bogey O'Kearney, and with him I did agree. Oh, to care for his two best horses, or carts, or harrow, or plough, or about firm work that I very well should know. Well, old Bogey, he had a daughter, and her name it was Isabel. She was the lily of the valley and the primrose of the dell. And when she went walking, oh, she took me for her guide down by the Bourne O'Kearney for to watch the small fish fly. And when 3 months they were past and gone, oh, this girl, she lost her bloom, and the red it fell from her rosy cheeks, and her eyes began to swoon. And another 6 months were past and gone, and she bore to me a son, and I was straight sent for to see what could be done. Well, I said that I would marry her, oh, but no, this could never do, for you're no a match for the funny wee girl, and she's no a match for you. And now she's married to a tinker lad who comes from Huntley's town. He sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he scours the country around. And maybe if she's had a better match, old Bogey, can they tell? So fare thee well, me boys, oh, Huntley's town, and to Bogey's Bonnie Bell.
Well, for my money, that's one of the best versions of that great song ever. Derry Farrell there from his new album, True Born Irishman, with Bogey's Bonnie Bell. And like I say, hopefully I'll get down to see Sharon Shannon and him in concert in Bury at the Met in a couple of weeks' time, and maybe have a chance to have a bit of a natter with the lad before he goes on stage and play a few more tracks from his new CD. Now, I lied to you last week when I said I was going to do an interview with Jackie Oates in this show because I've not been able to get the time to edit the interview I conducted with her, but it will be in next week's show. And a couple of weeks after that, there's going to be an interview with Sam Kelly of The Changing Room and the Sam Kelly Trio. Meanwhile, here's a song from each of them. In a few moments, Waterfall from Sam Kelly. But first of all, here's Jackie Oates with a beautiful, beautiful version, including handbell ringers, of the classic English song Brig Fair.
It was on the 5th of August, the weather being fair, unto Brig Fair I did.
Come for me at all. Will you come the most deep? his house one moonless night. The swift shadow on the ground. His father's riches caught the light. She took them without a sound. She flew to a hidden river cave, through the water crashing down. Water of war, do you care for me at all? Will you come and wash these chains from me? She stored her vengeance safe and sound. No one will ever know that as she left, she slipped and tumbled down and was swept into the river's flow. Years passed and still left jewels lie there for the brave and daring soul.
Sam Kelly with his own song Waterfall from his album Your Way Home. And before that you heard Jackie Oates with a beautiful version of the classic song Brig Fair from her album Saturnine. And like I said, in the next couple of weeks we'll be up to hear interviews with both those people, because they were both appearing at the Costa del Folk Festival in Portugal, and I was able to drag them to one side and threaten them with a microphone until they talked. Now, regular listeners to this show will know two things. One is that I'm always going on about when families make music together, it is a wonderful thing, because there's this natural gelling, this natural instinctive appreciation and knowledge of what each other is doing. And the second thing you'll know, regular listeners, is that I'm a massive fan of that great band Altan. Well, the lead singer of Altan is Mairead Namouni. She's also, of course, one of the world's great fiddlers. And she comes from a family of musicians. Her dad was a great musician, and a lot of the stuff that she learned as a child came from relatives. Well, she's teamed up with her brother and sister, which is Anna Namouni and Gerard O'Mooney, and Gerard's son, Kieran. And the four of them have made a wonderful album called Namounis, which means the Moonies. And I'm going to play two tracks for you now. One is Mairead from her solo album, singing a beautiful song called Ahoganig Og, which comes from Mairead's solo album, Imail. And that's followed by two great tunes, All the Way to Galway and Money Musk, which comes from the Namounis album. So here's two great tracks of Irish music, back to back. Wow, great flow and tempo to that playing. Wonderful stuff. Two lovely slow reels there. The last one was Money Musk, which I think came originally from Scotland. Still found its way through Northern Ireland over to the United States, where it's sometimes called Money Mask. Great little tune. And before Money Musk, you heard All the Way to Galway. That's from the album Namunis, by the group of the same name. And before that, you heard the beautiful voice of Mairead Namuni from her album Imail, with a song called Ahogany Hog, which is a song, I think, about youth, about young people. But my Irish is so bad, I think you could probably safely ignore anything I say on the subject. Now, I'm going to play a classic now from the second wave of the folk revival, the time of Burt Lloyd, McCarlan Seeger, Bob Davenport, Shirley Collins, the Dransfields, Tony Rose, the High Level Ranters, etc. Annie Briggs was one of the movers and shakers of the folk world, though she wouldn't have thought so at the time. She was a traveller who collected songs, and she sang them in her own way, in a way that nobody else could. Unlike the old shaker hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing, she was driven to sing. One of the albums that she made was later on in her career, before she moved up to Scotland and then virtually vanished from the folk scene completely. And it's the only album she made working with a band. The band was called Ragged Robin, and it included Steve Ashley amongst its members. And I think the contribution the band made was quite striking. I know that Anne wasn't very happy with the album, but I think it really stands the test of time, and in particular this song, which is a wonderful version of a song written by the great Irish traveller and banjo player and singer, Pecca Dunn. It's, of course, Sullivan's John.
Sullivan's John to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You've gone with a tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long, your belly will soon get slack. You'll be roaming the road with a mighty load and a tootle box on your back.
Anne Briggs with Sullivan's John, from her album Sing a Song for You, which really is well worth checking out because the girl's in great voice on the album and it's good to hear her singing with a band. A very different sound from a lot of her earlier unaccompanied material. Now, I've got four more tracks I want to get in before the end of the programme, so I'm going to have to get my clogs on and speed up. Through the P.O. Box door this very morning came a new album from Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith called Night Hours. Beautiful cover on it, and it's got 12 tracks of great music, and it's on the Fellside label. They do such a great job of work for the folk scene. I've listened to a couple of tracks, I've not had time to listen to it all the way through because I hot-footed it in here this morning. So here's two of my favourite musicians, Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, with a beautiful version of a song called Along the Castlereagh, which comes from Australia. It was collected by Burt Lloyd. You might recognise the tune as one which is also used in a great song written by Ron Angel called The Chemical Workers' Song. But here's Jimmy and Sid with Along the Castlereagh.
And I'm a station hand. I'm handy with a rope and pole, I'm handy with a brand. I can ride a rowdy colt and swing an axe all day. But there's no demand for station hands along the Castlereagh. And it's shift, boy, shift, there isn't the slightest doubt. It's time that we were moving to the stations further out. I saddled up my pony and I whistled on me dog, and I made for up the country at the old jig-jog. And I answered a call for shearing once along the Martha Guy. We shin on Union Mensey, I call it Scabs' Eye. And I looked along the shearing floor as I got up to go. There are 8 or 10 non-union men shearing in a row. And it's shift, boy, shift, there isn't the slightest doubt. It's time that we were moving, the leprosy's about. I saddled up a pony and I whistled on me toe. And I made for up the country at the old Chief Joe. Before he lifted an arm, the rich man owns the countryside, man, woman, dog and cat. They have the cheek to death speak without the tip of their cap. And it's shift, boy, shift, there isn't the slightest doubt. That little landlord, he and I are soon to fallen out. Was I to tip my hat at him? Was I his bloody dog? Well, I may throw up the country at the old jig-jog. I'm riding down the Castlereagh, and I'm a station hand. I'm handy with a rope and pole, I'm handy with a brand. I can ride a rowdy colt and swing an axe all day, and there's no demand for station hands along the castle road. And it's shift, boys, shift, there isn't the slightest doubt. It's time that we were moving, the leprosy's about. I saddled up my pony and I whistled on me dog, and I made her up the country at the old jig jog.
Along the Castlereagh, Sid Goldsmith and Jimmy Aldridge, and that's from their brand new album, Night Hours, which, like I say, just dropped through the P.O. Box door this morning. I'll play another track from that in the programmes to come. And by the way, Jimmy and Sid will be amongst the many people coming to play and sing at next year's Settle Folk Gathering, which is a free folk gathering just down the road from here in the Yorkshire Dales. Now, Brennan and Buchanan are singer-songwriter Esther Brennan and Ian Buchanan, who plays dobro and mandolin. If you're looking for great songwriting that has its essence in simplicity, then this is the place to come. Their album is called The Bird and the Rose, and from it this is a song about childhood, about having your own children, really, in a way, and it's called Yoghurt Pots. Listen to the words very carefully, and also listen to the girl's voice. Esther, I think, has got a remarkable voice. She reminds me very much of the late Lal Waterson, and also Mary Asquith. She's got echoes of both their voices, which is a great thing, in my humble opinion. But let's see what you think.
Sunflower seeds raised in yogurt pots, name blurred into watermarks, decorate the plant pot. Over time, with water and sunshine, flowers mark a journey to the sill. Here's the thing, things change, things change. Walk to school holding hands, that's the rule. I walk you into class, you're watching me. Over time, holding hands, it's just a bind. Conscious independence is what I see. Sunflower seed. sunflower seeds raised in yogurt pots. So many roads just traveling till I'm old.
Great stuff. Yogurt Pots from Brennan and Buchanan's album, The Bird and the Rose. Now, this is completely self-indulgent. It's a song called All Along the Wild Atlantic Way, sung beautifully by Aoife Scott, who wrote it. And it's from her album Carry the Day. The Wild Atlantic Way runs from Cork in the south of Ireland all the way to County Derry in the far north of Ireland, taking in all the most beautiful spots along the coastline. Places like the Skelligs, the Cliffs of Moher, Dingle Bay, Galway City, Clifton, Mayo, Sligo, Donegal, and all the way round the Rosses, above Donegal, eventually finishing in Derry. The West, according to some people, and I've got to agree with them, is the best. So for all my neighbours in Cleggan, Pat and Val Corrigan, Eamon McLaughlin, Richie Newman, and everybody in Clifton and all the area around there, this is for you. Aoife Scott with All Along the Wild Atlantic Way.
Yeah. all along the wild Atlantic way.
A great song, really catchy tune. It started to worm its way into my ears. I think I'll be going around singing that all afternoon. Aoife Scott from the album Carry the Day with All Along the Wild Atlantic Way. Just got time for one more track, and again, complete and utter self-indulgence, because this is a song my mum used to sing to me, and I now sing with our little band, the William Small Small Orchestra, a little fit-up Kayleigh band and whoopee band composed mostly of good-timey musicians and old-timey musicians. Or would you say old, good-timey musicians? Probably. This is South of the Border from Flaco Jimenez, and it comes from an album called Cumbia y Tijuana, which means cumbia in Tijuana. Well, cumbia is a South American dance combining African, Latino and Native American influences, and there's a huge festival in Tijuana every year. And at one of them, Flaco Jimenez must have sung this song.
A picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender fall, I kissed a smile upon her face, for it was fiesta and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. And she smiled as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. The mission bells told me that I must not stay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Then she smiled as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. Then I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
I'm going straight out to get me sombrero. Can't sing that song without a sombrero. Flaco Jimenez from the album Cumbia y Tijuana with South of the Border. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go. Ta-ra.